You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police reported one arrest for simple assault, along with several outstanding bench warrants. And the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports a mostly quiet night, no arrests reported overnight in the parish. Today, partly sunny, high near 76 with a southwest wind at 5 miles an hour. 20% chance of showers overnight, low near 60, south wind 5 miles an hour. A 100% chance for showers Wednesday, high 71, south wind gust to 25 miles an hour. Clear Wednesday night, low near 44, southwest wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Thursday, high 59, partly cloudy Thursday night, low 37, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Charles Smith, Brandon Kane Butler was sentenced to 4 years at hard labor for each of three counts of simple burglary and sentenced to 3 years hard labor for each of three additional counts of simple burglary and 2 years at hard labor for theft of $1,000 or more but less than $5,000. The sentencing is to run consecutively with credit for time served. Christopher Lee Colliston pleaded not guilty to molestation of a juvenile and will stand trial July 24th. The court revoked the probation of Durante Dixon, who was ordered to serve sentence for distribution of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance. Laura Falk was fined $250 plus court cost, plus 6 months probation for simple battery. Jonathan Lee Johnson was sentenced to 5 years hard labor with all but 1 year suspended and placed on 3 years probation for negligent homicide. The court revoked the probation of Casey Wayne Rowland, who was ordered to serve sentence for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and was sentenced to 1 year hard labor for each count of possession of Schedule 4 controlled dangerous substance and possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance. Selwyn Young entered a plea of not guilty to possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial May 1st. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation, Eric Scott for failure to appear, Bobby Young, possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, meth, and failing to appear, Waylon Heyman, unauthorized entry of an inhabited dwelling, illegal possession of stolen things, and driving under suspension. The Webster Parish Office of Community Services will be offering the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Funds are made available for non-crisis and crisis assistance. Applicants are served on a first-come, first-served basis. The target group for the program will be the elderly, disabled, and families with children age 5 or younger. The all other group will include individuals who do not qualify in the target group. For today, individuals in the target group in the south end of the parish call for a request for assistance at 377-7022 between 9 and noon today. Those in the all other group will call the office at 377-7022 between 1:30 and 4 o'clock today. Those target group individuals in the northern end of the parish will call tomorrow between 9 and noon at 377-7022. Individuals in the northern part of the parish in the all other group will call tomorrow between 1:30 and 4 p.m. Again, the number is 377-7022. Once assistance is requested, individuals will then be notified of an appointment date and time, as well as the necessary documentation required to apply by telephone. Each individual must be a resident of Webster Parish and provide proof of eligibility. To be eligible, the entire family income must be at or below 60% median income family guidelines and not have received assistance within the last 6 months. May be eligible if residents in the home receive food stamps, supplemental security income, TANF, or certain veterans' pension payments. Besides proof of eligibility, each applicant must provide copies of current utility bills. The payment of each utility bill remains the responsibility of the individual or family. The program is not responsible for utilities being shut off between the time an application is made and payment is received by the utility company. A benefit may take 30 to 90 days to credit to an individual's utility account. The program also is providing some energy crisis intervention to eligible households and provides for an energy payment up to a maximum benefit of $1,000. To be eligible for the crisis assistance, you must meet certain requirements, including income eligibility, a disconnection notice, or threatened or actual interruption of service that could cause lack of cooling or heating, vulnerability, mail that's been received within the last 30 days with the same address as the utility bills, be faced with a health risk or safety hazard. Now, a household can receive only one crisis assistance benefit during a 12-month period. For information, call the Minden office, 377-7022, or in Spring Hill, call 539-5696. Plans are underway for the annual Minden St. Jude Auction. The 2023 Minden St. Jude Auction is scheduled for February 9th through 12th, Thursday through Sunday, at the Minden Civic Center. You can see the auction on cable channel 11. You can hear it on KASO AM 1240, KBEF 104.5, and online you can watch it at KBEF.com. One of the events at the auction is the Minden Run for St. Jude, scheduled for Saturday, February 11th. The 15th annual run will feature a kids' half-mile fun run, a 5K and a 10K, and the virtual run. The entry for the 5K and 10K run is $40. The kids' half-mile fun run entry fee, $30. The virtual run entry is $50. A supporter sweatshirt is $30. Prices will increase after January 31st. Also, another major event at the Minden St. Jude Auction is the annual Minden St. Jude Chili Cook-Off. It's the 47th annual auction, and the cook-off will be held on Saturday, February 11th. You can pre-register online or register and sign up the day of the cook-off. Entry fee, $30 per person, to be paid by cash or check. Categories include, for the official judging, awards for first through fifth place. You can see how your chili compares to the rest of the field and be crowned the overall chili champion. 20 judges will judge chili against the rest of the field. They are tasting. The five categories include aroma, red color, consistency, taste, and aftertaste. There will also be People's Choice Awards, voted on by all who purchase a tasting cup. The People's Champ Award is for all cooks who are encouraged to participate by cooking enough chili to serve to the public and allow them to try your chili. And there'll be a Best in Show, voted on by the public, for the chili cook who goes above and beyond in decorating the booth with the theme of their choice. The Chili Cook-Off will run February 11th from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. Be part of the fun and raise funds for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, the annual Minden St. Jude Auction, February 9th through 12th at the Minden Civic Center. The Webster Women of Courage women's event is scheduled for tonight starting at 6 o'clock at the Minden Civic Center. There'll be music, dinner, door prizes, and a worship service. The guest speaker is Marcia Miles of Pioneer Bible Translators. And the Webster Men of Courage event is scheduled for Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at the Minden Civic Center with worship music, a meal, and a message, guest speaker J.R. Bucklew of Pioneer Bible Translators. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For rent, a three-bedroom brick house at 612 Watt Circle. Call 0060. They have a three-bedroom house for rent, brick house. It's located at 612 Watt Circle. 0060 is the number. A couch to give away. Call 2584. They have a couch to give away. They're at 2584. Wanted someone to build a privacy fence. Call and give quotes at 268-1945. Wanted someone who could build a privacy fence. Call and give a quote at 268-1945. Wanted a stove for around $50. They'd also like to buy a refrigerator with a price of around $75. Call 678-0354. Wanted a stove for around $50 and wants to buy a refrigerator for around $75. 678-0354. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. They're $15 each, or you can buy all four for $50 at 780-5239. Four tires for sale, size 235-16, $15 each, or $50 to buy all four. 780-5239. For sale, an electric dryer and a gas stove at 455-9682. For sale, electric dryer and a gas stove, 455-9682. Wanted two truck tires, size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Wanted two truck tires in size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Greens for sale, 562-0887, and leave message. They have greens to sell. Call 562-0887. Please leave message and phone number. For sale, a computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind. 754-8967. A computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind for sale, all at 754-8967. For sale, two dog houses, one for $35 and one for $45, 562-0603. They have two dog houses for sale. One goes for $35. You can buy the other one for $45 at 562-0603. Wanted a couch and a recliner. 382-3985. Wanted a couch and a recliner at 382-3985. For rent, a three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center Street, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit. Call 553-0189. That's for rent. Three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit at 553-0189.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.